When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
I'm sure you are aware of the conversation about a snap curfew. We have featured Alderman Brian Hopkins on the show many times. It was something that he came up with trying to prevent the teen takeovers in the second ward. And as predicted, the mayor said, I will veto this if it's passed by city council. And that's exactly what has happened. Sharon Mitchell is a Cook County public defender. Sharon, did you have an opinion? Where did you stand on the snap curfews?
Yeah, you know, the law office of the Cook County public defender was opposed to this piece of legislation. I think the office understood that the desire to stop the gatherings that ended violence is serious and it's an admirable goal. But the problem is that the proposed solution just doesn't further that goal. It won't stop it. And additionally, it'll create a ton of other problems that will, you know, risk, you know, regular folks' safety, law enforcement safety, so on and so forth.
That was one of the critiques of the snap curfew, right? That there were no clear and concise rules. And would it be applied to adults in some situations if there was a protest or something like that?
I think there's a lot of lack of clarity of the whole piece of legislation. Quite frankly, it's riddled with constitutional problems. Some of them could have been fixed. Others are just inherent to the proposal. And I think it's important to note that not only has the city, you know, lost so many dollars in these police-related settlements, but this is a really serious problem, and serious problems really deserve serious solutions. So at the point where you hear the superintendent come out and say that I didn't want this or ask for this, it's pretty clear that we're at the point where seeming like you're doing something is just as important as actually doing something. And we just don't think that this would have got done what the folks who I think have our community's best interests at heart wanted to do.
The National Youth Rights Association lists five different things that they find, they disagree with the snap curfew. And not only is it a violation of young people's fundamental rights, but they said juvenile curfews punish non-criminal behavior. And yes, there have been shootings and there has been criminal behavior, but not everyone who would be affected by that curfew is involved in criminal behavior. Is that one of the issues that you think would have eventually turned in? Would this have been tied up in courts in lawsuits for a long time?
Yeah, and the city has a long history of doing things that aren't particularly well thought out because they want to seem like they're doing something, and it's turned out poorly. So, yes, we know that the vast majority of people who are at these gatherings are not engaged in that criminal behavior. And I think it's also important to note that the city has a lot of tools currently at their disposal, whether we're talking about dispersal orders or things of that nature to get it done, or just the laws on the books that ban dangerous and violent behavior. So again, it's incredibly legally problematic. It wouldn't work. It's not particularly well thought out, and many people think it'll eventually cost the city lots of money without actually solving the problem and putting both kids in police in really dangerous situations.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think kids would pay attention to it. A snap curfew, any kind of curfew, if they're downtown and it's a summer night, I just don't think that's going to deter them. And the thought process was that their parents would have to come pick them up. But I think, in your role as Cook County Public Defender, you probably know there's a lot of parents out there who are not coming to pick them up.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of issues. I think it presupposes that parents know. I think it presupposes that, you know, the kid is in a good situation. So I think that the people behind this want to do right. They want to help. But there is really decades and decades of history suggesting that curfews don't work. And just the idea that there could be a 30-minute snap curfew, I don't think it gets done what law enforcement wants to get done. So, you know, I have certainly my kind of, and our office has certainly our kind of value-based objections to this, like the idea that kids should be able to, you know, go all across the city and we shouldn't be punching a certain type of kids. But also just, I think I want to lock in on this idea that, like, it just won't work. And it's just not really well thought out.
Are snap curfews enacted in other major cities that you know of?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And so if Hopkins goes back and gets the votes, they could override the mayor's veto, correct?
They could.
And then what happens? Somebody files a lawsuit and tries to prevent it?
I think, well, one of the things that might likely happen is what the superintendent and mayor is saying, that they don't want it, right? So, I mean, that gets to really the point. Like, so there's a question about whether it would ever go into use. And that really gets into the point about whether this thing is about seeming like you're doing something as opposed to doing something. Like, there is a real serious issue when it comes to kids' access to doing things in a safe and productive way. And there are lots of things that we can do to get toward that, right? But unfortunately, I think we are kind of in this place sometimes where it's just as important to seem like you're doing something than actually doing something. And I think people are trying, but this proposal, along with all the issues around legality, along the issues with the, you know, over-policing stuff, it just wouldn't work.
Yeah. Well, people are very frightened when they encounter these teen takeovers. And I know
Absolutely.
Alderman Brian Hopkins has encountered one, and it's resulted in a shooting of a tourist in his in his ward. And so I understand the need to do something. Let's just hope that they put their heads together and make something happen soon before this continues. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Sharon Mitchell, Cook County Public Defender.